Welcome to CNN Student News on this Monday, October 13th. I'm Carl Azus. We're starting with some questions and some answers about the Ebola virus. A healthcare worker in Dallas, Texas has tested positive for the disease. This is the second time Ebola has been diagnosed in the U.S., but the nurse who caught it had not traveled to West Africa where the outbreak is. She works at the hospital where a Liberian man died last week from Ebola, and she'd had extensive contact with him. Health officials say she wore protective clothing, gowns, gloves, a mask, and a shield. But there had been a, quote, breach of protocol at some point. We don't know exactly what that was. Been getting a lot of questions from you about how someone could catch the Ebola virus. This is what health officials are saying.
The clock ticking from the moment the Ebola virus enters the body. The disease not easy to contract, only carried in bodily fluids, and it can only enter the body through direct contact with cuts or abrasions on the skin or through the eyes, nose, mouth, throat, or reproductive organs. People can also get infected when eating meat from or coming in contact with contaminated animals. The virus can survive several hours in a dried state on doorknobs or countertops. If the fluid remains wet and at room temperature, it can survive for days outside the body. Most people get it through contact with bodily fluids of patients or the deceased. But when is someone with Ebola actually contagious? The short answer, when they start to show symptoms. Those symptoms, though, can take from 2 to 21 days to kick in. In other words, a person could travel and interact with others for days, weeks, without passing on the virus. The average incubation period is 8 to 10 days. The early symptoms of the disease, fever, weakness, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat, are often mistaken for the flu, malaria, typhoid fever, or dysentery. But then things get worse. Vomiting, bloody diarrhea, often internal and external bleeding, skin rashes, and purple spots on the skin. The death rate, high, 50 to 90% chance of death depending on the strain and access to medical care. If an infected patient with a strong immune system gets proper care, the chance of surviving goes up. And if you survive, you have immunity for at least 10 years. But what's still unknown, if you're immune from other strains of Ebola. Answers and questions for a frightening disease.
The ISIS terrorist group is threatening to take over Kobani, a town in Syria near the border with Turkey. If it does, a United Nations envoy says ISIS would likely kill 12,000 civilians there. U.S. officials say a region of western Iraq is also in trouble as ISIS advances. And this is all happening despite the U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIS.
Is the U.S.-led air campaign against ISIS working? And what exactly is the measure of success? Now, if you look at the map, ISIS controls about the same amount of territory now as it did before the campaign started, both in Iraq and in Syria. Now, speaking to U.S. officials, they're making the argument to me that territory, at least in Syria, doesn't matter. They say that there the focus is on degrading ISIS capabilities from the air, and that means attacking command and control centers, attacking weapons, and also its sources of funding, which means oil installations, because they make most of their money by selling oil. Now, in Iraq, they say territory does matter, and they say that they have made some gains, particularly in taking back the crucial dams in Haditha and Mosul. What's the difference between Syria and Iraq? In Syria, you don't have a ground force. It's going to take more than a year to train those 5,000 moderate rebels that are going to be the vanguard of a force to fight against ISIS on the ground. In Iraq, you do have a ground force. Those are the Iraqi security forces and Kurdish fighters. Trouble is, they've had mixed performance as well. They gained back the dams at Haditha and Mosul, but they've lost ground in other cities. So what's the measure of success going forward? U.S. officials tell me that the real measure of success from the U.S. perspective is, does the U.S. stop ISIS from threatening U.S. interests both abroad and back home? Trouble with that measure is that that's something we're only going to know over the months and years to come of a campaign that U.S. officials are saying all the time now will last months and years as well.